The Up With The Bonnets podcast is brought to you by our sponsors, Unicorn Cleaning Services. They offer a range of facilities from domestic and commercial cleaning, which includes lets and Airbnb, and also offer ironing and laundry services. You can find a link to their website in our Facebook and Twitter bios. You can also reach them by visiting their Facebook page, or you can contact them by visiting their website, unicorncleaningservices.co.uk.
Coming up on this week's episode, we'll look back at some big results that happened last Friday for Dundee, and we'll also look ahead to Saturday's game against Hamilton at Dens Park. And as always, we'll end the pod with looking back on this day with the D-Archive. Hello and welcome to episode 41 of the Up With The Bonnets podcast. I'm your host, Daniel Smith, and with me as always, don't be fooled by the rocks that he's got. He's still Paul Gray, who drinks a lot.
Fuck you. Thanks, Danny. Thanks, listeners. How we doing?
Paul, for a couple of days, this podcast wasn't happening. Because numbnuts here forgot that we had a game coming up.
Mate, I've actually typed that. Numbnuts. Because that is you.
Yeah. Even the last pod, I signed it off, we see in a few weeks.
I know.
But no, we've got Hamlet on the first. So we are back again for the third pod in a week, actually.
The game wasn't going to preview itself, you know what I mean? So it was kind of, I was thinking, what is he, why are we not doing one? So I just went along with it because you're the boss.
But you're able to correct me. You normally do correct me anyway, so.
I was just hoping for a weekend off, mate.
But we are back.
We are back. We can't let the fans down. You know, there was a few despondent fans out there. Oh, there's no episode. Oh, no, what are we going to do? We are here. We're here for you.
For your enjoyment.
Got to give the people what they want, mate. That's it.
Yes. Give them the enjoyment. Give them the pleasure.
Give them some people to slag as well. You know?
And slag, especially slag.
Especially. That's what we're here for.
Just rip the piss.
Exactly. I'll drink to that.
You'll drink to anything. So let's not be picky about what you're drinking to.
See a bit of compost, have a drink.
So, Paul, despite Dundee not being in league business, there was games that had an impact on Dundee this Friday night. Last Friday night.
There sure was.
Yeah. So, yeah, the Ayr defeated Cove. Was it 2-0?
3.
3-0. Oh, fairly hammered them.
This is third correction.
Yeah.
3-0, that's a hammering. Like, but it was kind of expected, I would say.
Against Cove, it's no really hammering. It's a run-of-the-mill defeat for Cove.
Yeah. They're on a slope, like they are on a slippery slope.
And obviously a result that's coming up has helped them slide down that slope a little bit more. But Inverness beat Partick 1-0. They played most of the game to down to 10 men. But that's a good result for us because it keeps Partick off our backs, because for a wee while there, it looked like they could actually, well, catch us. So it's good to see teams around us getting beaten. And speaking about teams around us getting beaten, Queen's Park at home, beaten 1-0 by the mighty Smokies, the Red Galactics.
Come on!
Mate, if ever a result we needed, that was it, right
that
there.
That was it. What a result.
Especially since the run of games that's coming up for them, that was the least likely one that they were going to be defeated in.
I still got my grin.
My hopes are up after that.
A little bit.
Not too much. Not too much to get carried away, but enough to be like, fucking come on.
And we did predict that they would slip up. Just didn't think it would be that quick, you know? Brilliant result for Arbroath, though. I mean, it gets them at the
probably the bottom two for the first time this season, probably.
Queens won the first one as well since defeating us at the start of the year.
There they are. You had to bring that up.
Just for some context, how shite they've been.
Queens were pretty damn shite.
I mean, I've no seen the highlights. I kind of followed the Arbroath updates on Twitter, and by all accounts, it seemed like Queen's Park had the better chances, because it just seemed to be like Gaston save, double save, and yeah.
But they never put the ball in the net.
It matters jot, because was it Dale Hilson?
Mm-hmm.
Winner.
Certainly was. What a guy.
3 points.
What a guy. He just capitalised on some ropey defending.
I did see the goal, and it was ropey's being nice.
Wow. That's it. He just capitalised. That was it. Beat a boy. Stuck it away. 1-0. Get it up, yeah. I had it on flash scores, and see when it came in, it was like, yes! So switched on the TV. I think my stream was about five minutes behind. I was like, is the goal actually happening? Did I just dream that? Mm-hmm. But what a result. What a result for them, but what a result for us.
So did you, when they scored, you went on and paid for the stream?
Yeah, that's exactly what I did.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've got a subscription to Queen's Park TV.
The regular this TV. Fucking hell.
Yeah, it was either Queen's Park or Arbroath TV. I can't remember.
Queen's TV.
Queen's TV. Yearly subscription for that.
But yeah, a hell of a result. One that hopefully kind of shatters your confidence a little bit. And one that, after our result against Ayr, the players were watching that and thinking, here we go.
Here we in go.
Because realistically, the facts in front of us and stats are that if we win our last 7 games, we win the league.
Mm-hmm.
But that's saying, will we win our last 7 games?
Stranger things have happened.
But we'll wait and see what happens.
We'll wait and see.
I think it's all setting up for it to be done in the last couple of games of the season. Realistically, from my point of view, I wouldn't like to hear last day title decider. Kind of go through that again. But
it could go to the wire, mate. It could. You know, so we've got the 7 games left, 4 at home, 3 away. There's 6, but 4 away, 2 at home. Obviously, one of those home matches is against us.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, looking at the running, because we've got the home games, it seems like we've got the easier running on paper, but it's never going to be as easy. No, but just saying on paper, you would look at that and think, oh, but we know that's not what happens. Definitely not what happens, especially this season.
A lot of football to be played, Danny.
A lot of hoofball to be played.
What's that? Like it says, I mean, obviously, it's easy for us to say, look, don't you know, we shouldn't really be paying attention to Queens, and the players will be coming out and saying that as well. You know, and the manager will be saying, oh, we're only concentrating on ourselves. But I've got a funny feeling folk will have a wee eye on their matches.
Mate, honestly, see when people say we're just concentrating on ourselves, I know you're in there. You're always looking at what the opposition are getting up to as well.
Yep.
I don't think anybody's ever fooled me that at all. You've always got one eye on the opposition, hoping that they slip up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And hopefully Queens slip up again.
Yep.
Yeah, just another one. That'd be brilliant. Who have they got next again? I can't mind.
They've got
Wraith away.
And on the Friday, Arbroath are at home against Ayr United. And this Saturday it is Cove at home against Partick, Morton at home against Cali, and yeah, you're right, it is Queen's Park are visiting Kirkcaldy.
You know, obviously with the Challenge Cup, you know, Wraith, they'll probably be obviously a bit down about that, a bit fucked off, so they'll want to make amends, you know.
And
Queen's obviously getting embarrassed at home to Arbroath. they'll be wanting to make amends. Potential for a wee slip up, potential banana skin for Queens as well. Come on, the fucking Wraith.
I watched the last, was it 25 minutes of that Challenge Cup final?
I watched it.
It was all Wraith, like it was backs against the wall for Hamilton. So I think Wraith will be looking to kind of get over that upset.
Make amends.
Make amends, yeah. And hopefully Hamilton are getting pished that week. John Rankin had an interview and basically the boy was like, what are you going to be getting up to tonight? And he was like, I've got like 3 children and basically I might have one another one here Christmas Day. So hopefully he's pumping our week.
I think they will no doubt be celebrating, but I think they will quickly turn their attentions to the league. I really do.
Yeah.
And again, they'll probably come out and say that as well. But like you says, I hope they are out getting absolutely miraculous for the entire week. You know what I mean? And then they come to us and we take it from there.
I mean, looking at Riff's last 10 games, 4 wins, 2 draws and 4 defeats, but they've not won in the last 3 games. Defeats against Queen's Park, draw against Arbroath, and a defeat against Ayr United. So I kind of just won at the weekend there in the cup, but the magic of the cup, any cup, is that anything can happen, and it did. So we're just going to be looking at league form, because that's where it counts.
That's it.
And I mean, our league form isn't any better, I think, really, when you look at this. It's maybe a little bit on par with what they've got, but I think we are going to have more momentum going into this game, more than them, than anything.
I was going to say that.
The look on your face when I said that there.
Oh, you just see the colour just drain from my coping. That's it. I mean, I think the momentum could be, I mean, after our impressive performance against Ayr, and then obviously Queen's getting beat for one of the bottom teams, obviously, in Arbroath. I mean, momentum could be swinging in our favour, but can I get ahead of ourselves? Same as Bowyer will be saying as well, we need to take each game as it comes. That's it. And then when Hamilton come around, give them a fucking doing. They're going to be the team that we will give a doing to. Telling you.
Well, especially me, I've liked to stay away from predictions. But as I've said the last couple of games, every game is a must win. I'm not looking at Dundee getting a point, getting defeated. I'm looking at this game as well, thinking, Hamilton are bottom of the league for a reason. We've now shown if we can play, set up the way we were set up, maybe kind of bolster the midfield just a little bit. I'll not see us losing that game.
Nah.
And all I can see is goals.
Absolutely.
We should have had more than 3 goals in the last game against Ayr.
Could have 33.
And if we're going against Hamilton, they're bottom of the league. And again, they're bottom of the league for a fucking reason.
Because they're crap. Then,
yeah.
And they need to just disappear. Let's put a nail. Let's put one of the nails in their coffin. That's it. Give them 6. And a big 2's up to Rankin. How's your hangover, mate? There's 6.
I kind of got the cold shakes there because you managed to get 6 then 2 back to back. Had flashbacks.
Oh God! Well, let's not go there. Still hurting the pace of the games.
But we're not speaking about them.
No. Let's just give them an absolute doing, mate. That's it. I mean, like I says, they'll be on a high after winning the Challenge Cup. They will, but like I said earlier, I think they will quickly turn their attentions to this game for boosting their chances of survival. That's it. Like you says, they're bottom for a reason, but they will be fighting tooth and nail for each and every point that they can get. So it's up to us to just anticipate that. And like I said, just give them a doing.
Yeah.
Control the game, run them into ground, give them 6.
Yep.
And then hope for a wee Wraith victory as well.
I honestly think that Wraith will be wanting a bounce back. I don't know why. I've just got that stuck in my head that Wraith are going to get something from this game. But then I've a bet on it. It doesn't come in.
I'll put a bet on for you.
But if I say it and it comes in, but when I always bet on anything, it never comes in. That's why I didn't bet.
I think Wraith will win. I don't know. We've said it before. There's certain games with Queens I've watched where they've been one behind, but they've came back and won. That one there, that Arbroath one, they didn't look like they were going to do it. I think their heads will be down. I think they will be shiting themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I genuinely do. And I think this is, I would love to be playing Queens on Saturday. No Hamilton. I would love to be playing it because I've got a funny feeling they will be down in the dumps and we can capitalise on that. So come on, the Wraith. Do your neighbours in favour. Come on.
I mean, even looking at Wraith's home form, I mean, when I'm scrolling back here to when they last lost the game at home.
The game that we played them at Stars Park, and they were absolutely brilliant. Mm-hmm. I think we got the draw, we got a point, but they were absolutely brilliant. So
I might be wrong here, but it looks like the last time Wraith lost at home was 19th of November, and it was against Queen's Park.
Hmm. Danny, you're never wrong, so I'm going to believe you.
I'm just quickly scrolling through my phone. I mean, there's a hell of a lot of draws at home, but at the same time, it's no defeat. They've got to be thinking to themselves, they've got a really good chance. Really good chance. I mean, like you said, Wraith look like a good attacking team. They're just so inconsistent. Just so inconsistent. That's what holds them back.
I can feel it. I feel that Wraith will probably win. But to be fair, as long as they take points off them, I'm happy with that. Like, if that's a draw and we win, come on.
Paul, that's it. Just need a team to take points off them. Doesn't matter if it's a draw or a win for the opposition team against Queen's Park, as long as they're taking points off them and as long as we are getting the same or bettering their result. It's what we need.
But I just think with them, we just need just a couple of wee hiccups along the way. That's been one hiccup. Wraith could be another one. I'm quietly confident, mate. Quietly.
The next five games, there is four big potential hiccups.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Four away games for them.
I know we've just kind of been saying, look, momentum, and you know, don't get ahead of ourselves. I feel like I'm a way to get ahead of myself. Eh?
No. I mean, that's not to say like we've got hiccups as well along the way.
Oh, loads.
We have. I mean, this is the Dundee side this season.
Yeah.
You know, nobody's run away with this league. Nobody's showing that they have championship winners that they should really. A couple of weeks ago, Queen's Park potentially looked like they were doing that.
Well, yeah.
But, yeah, the way things have happened, no so much now. But it just seems like nobody's really wanting to win it and they keep passing the ball to the next person.
It's your turn, mate.
Game of hot potato with the championship title.
That's what it's like. That's exactly what it's like. But Bowyer, what he's all. I swear to God, see if the team sheet comes up on Saturday and it's back to one striker. I'm going to go fucking ballistic, mate.
I'll be like, I didn't want to think about that because that'll be deflating.
I will be as well. Yeah. Because Bowyer's got to look at that and go, that's what we're like with two up top. Okay, yeah, maybe a bit shaky in the middle of the park, but so what? We had enough about us going forward to win the games. And Ayr are a good team. Ayr are attacking. Mm. They score goals like mad. We give them three. Might concede one, so what? Don't care. If we win every game 2-1, couldn't give a fuck.
Yeah, that's it, yeah. The Hamilton game, for me, I would be taking off Hannett for McMillan and making sure that McMillan's on the right and Luke McEwen's on the left.
I'll agree with you there.
And I've been kind of thinking to myself, midfield, like Cameron's got to play. The passing on him is just fantastic. The vision, spoke about it last week. Most weeks, we've spoken about it.
Creates chances at nothing. Picks boys at 50, 60 yards, you know what I mean?
I've seen a lot of boys saying that McGee had one of his best games for Dundee last week. Well, a lot of the season. I didn't see it myself. I don't know if I'm just kind of being drawn to the mistakes of being like caught two-footed and or flat-footed and mistiming balls and, you know, just being like 2 yards off the pace of balls coming to him and, you know, just not meeting that. But
if folk were saying that that was one of McGee's best performances of the season, what does that tell you about his other performances? Do you know what I mean? I'm not just agreeing with you because, Danny, you are the boss and that's that. I didn't think he was particularly fantastic. And for me, I would be dropping him for Burn. But obviously, I'm going to say that.
But the thing with that, so I was thinking about that, but the thing with that is McGee is a box-to-box midfielder, isn't he? It's a different style Fabe Burn. I mean, don't get me wrong, I take Burn in the team all day long. But if you have him in the team, does he work out well with Cameron? It was just them two in the middle. So this is where this is where the two up front has got a wee, you've kind of what happens, because if you've got only one up top, you've got maybe somebody else to go into midfield to kind of complement them. But then again,
I wouldn't be worrying about that. Like I've said before, attack is the best form of defence. If we score five and they score four, so what? We've won.
Basically, Kevin Keegan's Newcastle for like 1994. Was it 94, 95?
Yeah, well, Australia and all that. Just attack, attack, attack. Come on.
We score two, you score four.
That's right. Fuck it, man. Fuck it. Two up top's got to be. If there's eight holes in the middle of the park, so what? My defence will do their job. That's it.
It's just because, you know, Hamilton are a team that are well renowned for being big bullies.
Dirty bastards.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. So you do know that Cameron's going to be, they'll be zooming in on him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
so
absolutely.
He'll be number one target.
He'll catch him first.
Yeah.
He's too smart for them. I might live to regret this, but I'm not worried about them. I'm not, mate. I'm not. And regardless of them being on a high in that, Challenge Cup winners, woo! I still think we're going to give them an absolute humping.
I didn't realise they won it with 10 men.
After a bit, I think it was 55th minute or something, the boy went off. Who was it? O'Reilly? Somebody O'Reilly? Daniel O'Reilly? Something like that.
That's why I slag him, but I might come back to bite me in the arse and he scores the winner.
Maybe. Boy was asking if that would be, you know, if he'd be suspended for this game. I don't know who the hell he is.
Is it a straight red?
Yeah.
Not too sure.
Well, who cares?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
They could go and bring other fucking dafties out of retirement and we'd still give them an absolute fucking humping, man.
Yeah, the thing is, I mean, we shouldn't really bother about if some boys missing the game or no. As long as we just set up the way we should be setting up and play to the way that we can play, like we did last Tuesday night.
Play like we did against there and we will destroy them. Mm-hmm. But like I says, we've got to be kind of wary that they are going to be fighting for every point and every scrap, every ball, anything that they can get. We've just got to be wary of that. But I think we have enough about us to control that game and win comfortably.
It'll be a counter-attack from them. It'll be hit us on the break. So that's one thing that I feel like we are kind of hinders us. As teams hitting us on the break sometimes, but
no. Again, I'm not worried. I'm not at all. They could fucking go and sign Ronaldo and Messi. They'll still win. I'm not bothered about Hamilton at all in the slightest, mate. And I don't think Dundee should be either. But just got to be wary of them. That's it. Just give them six.
So if they signed Ronaldo or Messi and he's up against
Sweeney,
Ashcroft, Sweeney.
Bad pocket. Easy. They're on a downward spiral in their career, so it'd be easy. Walk in the park for Ashcroft, you know what I mean? Ashcroft should be playing in a Scotland squad, man.
Oh, didn't you start that? Oh, dearie me.
Oh, well. I've only had half a can as well.
Half a can. That's fucking it. And he's already given it that kind of chat.
Yep, absolutely.
So annoying.
Here every week.
That is it. It is another must-win for Dundee. Home against bottom Hamilton. It is... Hopefully we'll have a big crowd come to the game. I think hospitality's sold out for this one.
Yeah.
I think the notes... Oh, I forgot to mention, actually.
And the Cove game, I think.
Yeah, the Cove. It's well worth the shout-out to the new lads that started on the social media team.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely.
Their graphics, their tweets showing you like the last 5K, kind of all that stuff and everything. Eh? And it's
wee things.
It's a wee refreshing. It's good that we've actually won a game so we can speak about it. Because if you lose a game, the last thing you want to be like, ah, we're shite. But you come up with Twitter's picked up.
Oh, what the heck, man. We're champions.
One thing that's missing, I want a goal gif.
Okay.
I want a goal gif.
Right, cool, Danny. Why don't you send one in? Send one in to the guys and say, look, give that a go.
I'll just be the gif of you that I posted a couple of months back, you just wagging your finger.
Yeah, use that.
And then goal coming along. You wag your finger and goal comes behind the finger.
Okay, fair enough. Go for it. You've got my authority. I'm saying it all the time, but we're going to destroy them.
I'm looking forward to it, because I will be honest, I was not looking forward to going to Dens last Tuesday. I just was not up for it at all, and it just seemed like I was going because you normally go. But this time I'm up for this. I'm well up for this.
Yeah, yeah. So you should be, mate. I can't go. I'm working from home though, so I'll watch it on. I'll pay for the stream.
Of course, yeah.
Obviously.
Obviously.
But I'm definitely going to the Arbroath game, 100%. Mm-hmm. Definitely. Yeah, nice wee trip through there again. But we'll speak about that next week.
Totty's Nook.
Mm. No, it'll just be the Corn Exchange. Is that what it's called? The Weatherspoon, something like that.
I'd never venture that far.
Yeah, probably just as well, Danny. Strange place.
Listen, Paul, it's that time of the week. It's the D archive.
Hey, so you managed to do that. Well done, mate.
See, when I forget, I get everything done. See what I know is coming up, I take my time and forget.
Mate, I say this all the time. See, if I sleep in, boom, 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 everything gets done, bam, bam, bam. But then if I get up really early, you just saunter about. Do you know what I mean? You're like, oh, shit.
Yeah. So we kick off March the 27th, 1968. Oof. It was Dundee versus FC Zurich in the Intercities Fierce Cup quarterfinal first leg. And it was a 1-0 victory to Dundee, courtesy of a Jim Easton goal.
Hey.
13,500 people in attendance that night. It was on a Wednesday.
Cool. Our class.
And then we move on to the 28th of March, another cup competition. This time it's a Scottish Cup. This time it's a semi-final of a cup. And it was a 4-0 win against Kilmarnock. Alan Gilzean with a double, Andy Penman with one goal, and a Kilmarnock player, Mick Fadzean, with an OG.
Oh, I thought you were about to see when you mentioned Scottish Cup semi-final, I thought you were about to say, oh, it was a defeat to Celtic. As it always seemed to be.
As it always seemed to be there, yeah. March the 29th, it's in the Scottish Cup. It's in the semi-final.
Oh.
1952, Dundee 2, Ferdlanic 0.
Hey, get up, yes.
Jerry Burrell and Billy Steele got the goals against the now defunct Ferdlanic. Obviously in the two semi-finals that were won, we went and then got papped in the finals, but hey-ho.
We'll not speak about them.
Then we have got March the 30th, 1974. We travelled to East End Park to take on Dunfermline and hammered them 5-1. Jockey Scott with a penalty, Bobby Ford, Jimmy Wilson, Alec Pringle and Gordon Wallace. with the goals.
Cool, mate. Some good names there.
And what are we on now? 1st April, 31st of March, actually. 1997, Dundee splashed the cash, £70,000. John McCormack signed Eddie Annan for Dundee from Clyde.
Yeah, what a player.
Eddie the Eagle Annan.
I loved him, eh? Loved him. Loved him, honestly. He's brilliant.
April the 1st, 2006. It certainly was April's Fools. Dundee in another Scottish Cup semi-final, this time against Gretna. Hammered 3-0.
Mate, I was when I was in the pub on Saturday, I was speaking about that.
I've got the full game on DVD, you know, from the stuff that I've got, eh? And it's one of those that I have posted the feats. Did I just post that? I'm not too sure if it's...
It doesn't
matter to me at all, but...
Didn't even want to remember. To be fair, I've kind of blanked that game from my memory, apart from shouting at people when they were leaving.
It's not like you to shout at people.
No. Oh, well. That's probably where it started, actually. But that's weird. That's weird. I was just speaking about that.
Yeah. And then the 2nd of April, 2006, Dundee 5, Ross County. I sound like Owen Coyle. Ross County.
Ross County. What was the result? Sorry.
Dundee 5, Ross County 2. And it had one of the best goals you'd probably ever see. Greg Stewart. Remember that one?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Never forget that.
April 2nd is also my mum's birthday, so happy birthday, mum.
I think that was the game, wasn't it?
Can't mind, mate. Again, I just agree with you.
It was.
I think.
I'm just looking at James Christie's excellent match reports that are on the website, and it was. What a game. What a goal. Also on the 2nd of April, Billy Parry turns 74.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, happy birthday to him as well.
Also, Paul, your mum turns, was it 21?
Something like that. Can't mind, actually.
What a shitey son you are.
Oh, fucking what?
Didn't ken your mum's age.
60. I can't mind. 1957, anyway. I just can't think, anyway. 60-something. I shouldn't be saying my mum's age, anyway. You know what I mean? Fuck. That's shocking.
I can't imagine, like, outing your mum's age. You're definitely a shitey son.
You're a prick. Specky prick.
Oh, well then. But listen, that's all we've got time for this week. It's a short but sweet one. We will obviously be back next week to see, well, hopefully be cheerful after a Dundee victory over Hamilton. But Paul, thank you very much for coming on.
Always a pleasure, Danny.
And it's always a pleasure to the fans. And go-